And now Iran's blasted Israel's covert nuclear weapons program as a serious threat to regional and international peace and security. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Reza Najafi, made the remark at the agency's general conference in Vienna. Envoy also condemned the technical nuclear support certain powers are providing to Israel. Najafi said that this is in violation of international law and an example of a dual nuclear policy that favors Israel. He also called for international inspection of Israel's secret nuclear facilities. Now, Israel is widely believed to possess hundreds of nuclear warheads and hasn't signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT. Tel Aviv's allies, led by the U.S., have time and again voted down IAEA resolutions which demand inspection of Israel's nuclear weapons sites. And now we're going to go to Lethbridge, where we're joined by Dr. Anthony James Hall, editor-in-chief at the American Herald Tribune. Hello, Professor Hall, and thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5 once again. Why doesn't Tel Aviv allow for inspection and sign up for the NPT? And why are its Western allies, I should say, not more critical of Tel Aviv conforming to the same standards as everyone else, as mostly everyone else?
Yes, of course. You could say that Israel is a kind of outlaw state when it comes to this matter. The Non-Proliferation Treaty, for instance, Israel doesn't even admit, not only is it not a member of that treaty, but it doesn't even admit to this day that it has nuclear weapons. But we know from Benunu and a great deal of information out there that, of course, they have hundreds of nuclear weapons, completely unregulated. They're using these nuclear weapons, for instance, to put in submarines that they get from Germany, which doesn't really have its own constitution because of the outcome of World War II. And these nuclear weapons go and are parked off the shore in these Israeli submarines with nuclear weapons are parked off the shore of Iran. There's the Samson option, of course, which is, well, Israel sort of holds the world hostage and says, if we're going down, we take the whole world with us. And of course, there's this enormous double standard, which Reza Najafi points out in Vienna at the IAEA, that, of course, there's Iran expected and actually going along with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, doesn't have nuclear weapons. And there is the State of Israel, or the entity, the Israeli entity, as I think you prefer to say, you corrected me on that one point, there is Israel with situation, Dimona. I first learned of Dimona from Muammar Gaddafi in a speech he gave. And, you know, some think that one person who really didn't want Israel to get nuclear weapons is John F. Kennedy. And it was Gaddafi's view that this might have had something to do with the fact that John F. Kennedy was offed. He was assassinated. There were a number of scenarios that were sort of converged in why powerful interests wanted to get rid of the U.S. president. So this Israeli plan, of course, you know, what secret weapons are there? This does indeed seriously threaten the peace and security of the world. And it's high time that there be equity. Of course, look what happened to Libya. Look what happened to Iraq. Look what happened to Syria. It's almost like the message is there. If you don't have nuclear weapons, especially if you're an Arab country, you're a sitting duck. So that's very, very influential in the proliferation of nuclear weapons. North Korea doesn't get invaded. And
thank you.
There it is.
You actually answered my second question, too, so I'm going to go ahead and thank you and cut it short there. Thank you, Professor Anthony James Hall, once again, for your input here on Press TV. Editor-in-Chief of American Herald Tribune joining us out of Lethbridge.